May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another episode on this fantastic and motivational silsila, Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you are making dua, make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he grants relief to the Ummah, shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering, as well as protection against the oppressors. Well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have some calls, some questions regarding different types of problems. So stay tuned, have a notebook or diary out. It will prove very helpful. You can quickly jot down the important Madani pearls of advices, as well as the wada'if and awrad, the invocations, the incantations, because who knows, maybe you are also experiencing the problems that will be discussed tonight, inshallah. You can make a note of those important points and use that as a reference book. Perhaps in future, you could go through those difficulties, or maybe these questions are also in your mind and you may know somebody. Share it with them with good intentions. You may earn reward, inshallah ta'ala, and they will earn some kind of benefit or blessing. It will be beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. How about we make some good intentions? The beloved master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make good intentions that, Ya Allah, we are watching, we are listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahu ta'ala. Time is fast, life is short. The time to do good deeds is now, the present. The past is gone, we can't change that. The future is uncertain. We don't have knowledge of the future. But what are we doing right now in the present? That's what really matters. And so every day of our lives, how we try to improve ourselves, maybe our financial condition, our health, it's good, no problem. But what about our spirituality? To strengthen our iman. How much time am I giving daily, especially for my own benefit, and preparing for the journey ahead, for what is going to happen, whether we like it or not, the grave and hereafter. And so every day, we should take out some time and dedicate it to recite the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. Commentary in English is available, Miftahul Ihsan, done by a great scholar, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Allah Azza wa Jal grant him a high station in the hereafter. And every day we should recite Salawat, Durud-e-Pak, Istighfar, make sincere Tawbah, renew and refresh the Iman, Tajdeed-e-Iman. We should do our best to establish our daily salahs and perform them properly, fulfill rights of others, practice the sunnah, abstain from sins, and obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Do you know there's so many wonderful blessings and benefits for reciting Salat ala Nabi Durud-e-Pak. The beloved master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam has mentioned, decorate your gatherings by reciting Salat upon me. Because this Salat, this Durood of yours, Noorul Lakum Yawm Al-Qiyamah, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's request our director sahab and team to please go ahead with the first call this evening. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Jazakallah for bringing us this educational knowledge. My question is, are there any spiritual treatments for cancer?
Cancer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this chronic ailment and those that are sick and suffering because of it. Whatever type of cancer it is, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grant them remission and remove the pains that they are suffering from, remove the difficulties that are associated with the cancer and grant them shifa ikulli. Remember something. Everything is in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He is in control. And if He wants, He can remove whatever type of difficulty, whatever type of sickness it is. There is a cure for every single thing besides al-maut, besides death. Yes, perhaps the medical fraternity has not as yet discovered those treatments or those cures, but there is cures. As you can see, medical science, how they have different breakthroughs that, you know, breaking news, we've discovered a cure for this and a cure for that. In Islam, we believe, we are taught that for every ailment, there is a cure, except for death. Now, see, to remove cancer, meaning to eliminate it, is typically done through a combination of different treatments like surgery and other therapies. Whilst a complete cure for cancer, whatever type of cancer it is currently not achievable, but many treatments lead to remission. What is remission? When the signs of the cancer are gone. And it, of course, significantly improves a person's quality of life. There are some common symptoms of cancer. Take for example, unusual bleeding or discharge, lumps or thickening, sores that don't heal, changes in bowel and bladder habits, persistent cough or hoarseness, difficulty in swallowing or indigestion, changes in warts or moles, fatigue, etc. So if a person has these symptoms and these signs, they should, and if it's persistent, they should get it checked up. Visit your doctor. In fact, have regular checkups and tests done so that you are aware and it can be targeted way beforehand so it doesn't grow uncontrollably. There are certain spiritual treatments for cancer. Please keep in mind something, that if a person has been diagnosed with a type of cancer, then whatever the doctor has prescribed, whatever treatment or therapy, whatever medication, that must not be left. Continue on those things. And then with that, one should practice on these spiritual treatments and make dua. In fact, dua is the first thing we're supposed to be making. We're supposed to be turning to the one in whose power and control all shifa and cure is. Can I share something else with you? That subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the Quran is a shifa. Itself mentions that it is a shifa, a cure. In fact, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, خَيْرُ الدَّوَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ. The best medicine is the Quran. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. With that now, one of the spiritual treatments is the recitation of Surah Maryam. Make a note of this. These are spiritual treatments for cancer, any type of cancer. So recite Surah Maryam with Salat Ibrahimi, meaning Durud Ibrahim, before the Surah and after the Surah 11 times. And then you're going to blow on some water, a cup of water, a bottle of water, and you can add additional water as needed. The patient should be drinking this water. The one who's suffering from the cancer must drink this water the whole day. This must be done
for 40 days without a break, meaning consecutively for 40 days. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, the patient will gain relief. Now, somebody else can also do this. Somebody who can recite the Quran properly with tajweed and makharij. Somebody else can recite Surah Maryam. But don't forget, Durud Ibrahim, 11 times before and after, blow into the water and make the patient drink for the whole day. And remember, you can keep topping up that bottle of water. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, this must be done for 40 consecutive days. Okay? There's another beautiful wazifa, very simple, very easy. Recite the following 100 times whilst in a state of wudu for 7 days with Salat ala Nabi Durud Sharif 11 times before and after. And blow onto the cancer patient. If there's a wound, then blow onto the wound as well. If the cancer wound is internal, inside the body, or in the satr area, the private areas, then blow over the clot on that spot where the wound is. So for example, if let's say it's in the pancreas, the stomach, the liver, so the person would be wearing something, of course, then on that spot, blow onto that. After reciting 100 times, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, 100 times whilst in the state of wudu for 7 days with Durud Sharif 11 times before and after. If the wound is apparent on the body, then recite that and blow onto some mustard oil, and the patient can keep applying this oil on that wound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, the wound will heal and the cancer will be removed. Remember to consult your doctor before applying these treatments. Another home remedy is that if a person takes 100 grams of turmeric and makes it or cooks it well with 1 liter of olive oil and then strain it, sieve it. Patient should take 20 drops after every meal and then drink lukewarm water. Inshallah ta'ala, their condition will improve. Again, I must stress on this. Before you apply, implement any of these home remedies, please consult your doctor beforehand and get their go ahead, their green light, and then only you apply it, inshallah ta'ala. According to some research, eating pistachios, the nut, it's very tasty as well. Pistachios in an average quantity every day, it reduces the risk of different types of cancers. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Because according to the research, pistachios contain a special kind of vitamin E through which a very strong immune system can be developed against different types of cancers. These wada'if you can find in the booklet called Ailing Worshipper, pages 48 to 50. Ailing Worshipper, this booklet, along with many other very beneficial booklets, you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and the bookshop of Dawat Islami, or you can download the free ebook, the PDF copy from dawateislami.net. There's another wonderful book that every household should have. It's about backbiting. Backbiting is a cancer of society. This is a more dangerous cancer, because spiritual diseases are more dangerous and destructive than medical problems. Why? The worst case scenario of a medical ailment is the person could lose their life. And the worst case scenario of a spiritual disease is that the person could lose their iman, their faith, their belief. And if iman is lost, there's no hope of entry into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations as well. We have to take care of it. How we get worried. When I got a sickness, I must be worried for the preservation, for the protection of my iman. In the book Backbiting on page 122, there are two cures for cancer. One is take 3 grams of black cumin seed powder with water 3 times a day. 3 grams of black cumin seed powder and have it with water 3 times a day. And Allah willing, by eating a pinch of pure turmeric powder, one will never have cancer through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, again, consult with your doctor before you implement these cures, inshallah ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla protect us against the different types of ailments that are out there, and those in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that is suffering from cancer, whatever type of cancer it is, Allah grant, azza wa jalla grant them remission and remove the cancer completely. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakumallahu khair for benefiting us in this beautiful and wonderful show. The question of today, what are some remedies for kidney pains?
Kidney pains, Allahu Akbar. That's also quite painful, especially those who have kidney stones and different types of kidney problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to those who are suffering from kidney pains, kidney problems, stones in the kidneys, stones in the bladder, in the gallbladder as well. These are so prevalent problems that is being faced by many in our communities, maybe in our families as well, that we may know of. And it's quite painful. One thing we need to understand is that many of us do not drink enough water. Water is life. Water, sufficient amount of water is required for the proper functioning of our organs, including the kidneys. Because the kidneys is a filtration system. It filters out urea and other harmful chemicals and then stores it in the bladder, and from there it's expelled from the body. So water, think about it. So many of us are guilty of this, that we do not drink sufficient amounts of water. Sometimes very little water, or perhaps no water for the day. And a person can end up dehydrated, and it can affect the proper functioning of the kidneys and other organs as well. When we awaken in the morning, what do we have for breakfast? Some people have tea or coffee or hot chocolate or other drinks for lunch, for supper. A person may have cool drink, soft drinks, juice. A person will say, but you know, there is water in that. Yes, there is water in that, because you need water to make those things. But I'm talking about pure water itself. How much of water am I drinking? So we need to get into the habit. For many it's difficult, but if we get into the habit, we can. And you can consult with your doctor that how many liters a day do I need to drink pure water? Not water mixed with something, with syrup or with juice or something else. So that's a starting point. And daily we need to introduce enough amounts of water throughout the day. It doesn't have to be in one shot. Okay? Now a person who has kidney problems and pelvic floor muscle exercises can prove beneficial. Again, whatever is being shared, please consult your doctor before you apply it, before you implement it. Alright? Now if a person has, okay, let's start with this. Stones in the gallbladder, in the bladder, because from the kidney, the tubes run down to the bladder, which is like a bag-like organ. And it stores urine, urea and other harmful chemicals and then exits it out of the body. So if there are stones in there, then the following must be written down on a clean piece of paper, then pour water over it, and the water must fall into a cup. This must be drunk by the person who has problems, especially stones in the gallbladder or stones in the bladder in order for them to be broken down into small particles and then exited out of the body. Write down 46 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, on a clean, plain piece of paper. Put it into some a cup of water or wash it. The water must flow over this into that cup, that vessel, the utensil, and the person must drink. This must be done daily until recovery. All right? Okay, another home remedy. Take white or black salt on raw papaya. Sprinkle a little ground black pepper on it, about 10 grams. And eat this 3 times a day, but chew it well. If there's some difficulty in chewing, then the whole thing can be grounded, made into like powder form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, the stone in the kidney or the gallbladder will be broken down and will be exited from the body. Don't eat large quantities of this because it's heavy. It digests slowly, although it helps other things to digest quickly. And again, one should consult the doctor before implementation. Now, sometimes blood comes out in one's urine because of a stone in the bladder or in the kidney, or because of eating too much of things that are spicy, hot in effectiveness. So the excessive use of red chili powder can also produce a burning sensation whilst passing out urine. Patient who's suffering from kidney problems, urination problems, gallbladder problems, bladder problems, should avoid this, should limit and remove especially excessive use of red chili powder. The following blessed verse should be recited 3 times along with Durud-e Pak, 3 times before and after. And after every 2 hours, this must be done, blow into some water and then drink this until recovery. What is that verse? Remember, the verse must be recited how many times? 3 times. Durud Sharif, 3 times before, 3 times after. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This verse you can find Surah Al-Hashr in the Quran, Surah Al-Hashr verse 24. And this wazifa you can find in another beautiful booklet called Ailing Worshipper on pages 36 to 38. Right, for other kidney problems, it is advised that as we do our routine checkups, the different tests that are there, cholesterol, sugar, lipid test, we should also do a urinalysis test. It should be part of our routine tests for the doctor to discover any kidney diseases, liver issues, even diabetes as well. But of course, consult your doctor again beforehand. The following should be recited. It's called Shifa-e Amrad. It's a special Durud Sharif for Shifa of any type of ailment. And you can find this in another beautiful book that also every household should have a copy of. Madani Treasure of Blessings, recite it and follow the instructions that are there. It's mentioned besides death, relief will be found for any type of ailment by the will of Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal. So what is Shifa-e Amrad? The cure for ailments? Beautiful Durud Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان الله عز وجل. Consult the book Madani Panch Surah on page 176 for more details on that. If one has a problem with passing urine frequently but in little quantity, then the following blessed verse of the glorious Quran should be written down on a clean, plain piece of paper and then folded up like a ta'weez, an amulet, and it should be worn around the arm or the neck, wherever the person is comfortable for them. Allah willing, they will receive cure. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. This is from the glorious Quran, Surah Hud, verse 44. Again, must be written down on a plain piece of paper, folded up like a ta'weez and worn around the neck or the arm, especially for the person who passes urine frequently in little quantity. A person who has different types of kidney pains, then recite Surah Alam Nashrah, the whole surah, 7 times. But each time when you are beginning the surah, start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Durood-e Paak once before and after, and then blow onto the affected area that is painful. Inshallah ta'ala, the kidney pain will disappear. Do the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one passes urine in little quantity because of a kidney problem and there's irritation whilst relieving oneself and no medication is effective, then whilst in a state of wudu, recite Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times, and each time starting with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow onto some rain water. Then drink this 3 mouthfuls of this water 4 times a day, once before breakfast, at the time of Dhuhr, at the time of Asr, and at the time of sleeping. Also recite Salat Ibrahimi, Durood Ibrahim 7 times. Before drinking it each time. Allah willing, the kidney problem, kidney disease and irritation whilst relieving oneself will be cured, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. For kidney problems where there's pain, then recite in 9 times, Ya Kabiru, Ya Kabiru, Ya Kabiru. And then do dam, blow onto the affected area. You may want to ask somebody who's able to recite properly and to do the dam and to blow on the area that is affected, where the pain is especially. You may also visit any branch of our Ruhani Ilaj Spiritual Cures Department for a special ta'weez for kidney problems. Can we have the next call, please? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mulana Sahib, hope you are keeping well. My question for today is, how is ostentation destructive for a person?
Ostentation. This means showing off. A person does a good deed, but they show off. Now remember, this is something which is internal. Usually, when the person is doing the good deed, nobody can see what the intention is. Why am I doing this good deed? We should ask ourselves actually, am I doing it really to please my Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Really? Question ourselves, ask ourselves, that why am I doing this good deed? Really for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, or for some ulterior motive? That I'm giving this charity because I want somebody. Person won't say it. But you know, analyze. Do an operation of your thoughts. Is it that showing of ostentation, riya, which is also a spiritual disease? Is it hidden somewhere there in the inner recesses of my heart? Am I doing it for fame? To be regarded as a charitable person? Am I doing it with the wrong intentions? Then how can there be reward for that? If the intentions are rotten, are evil, There'll be punishment for this. Allahu Akbar. And there are different examples. Ulama Ikram, even Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah, the Kamil Wali of Allah Azawajal, a great scholar of Islam that is followed by tens of millions around the globe, the founder of Dawud Islam, he advises us, be careful for this. It will destroy the rewards of our good deeds. And we are not, don't judge anybody else but ourselves. That I'm performing my salah for what? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to show the people that, hey, I'm a 5 times namazi, I'm a qari, so people must, you know, praise me. Hey, what beautiful qirat, what beautiful naat sharif you read. Hey, you're hafiz al-Quran, so beautiful recitation you read for when you imam, for taraweeh. Check ourselves. Person is a scholar, lots of knowledge. Why? Why am I, getting involved in oration, delivering bayans and discourses? Why? To educate, to empower, above all, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that after the program, somebody must come and pat me on the back. Hey, wow, what a beautiful, lovely bayan. Beautiful naat sharif, lovely dhikr, beautiful dua. We have to check ourselves. Now, ulama ikram have given several advices to get rid of this sickness of showing off. Monitor your intentions, monitor your thoughts. It's sometimes a constant battle, but we have to do it. The shaitan, he has different poisonous arrows. First, he will try to persuade you that we'll see tomorrow. He'll try to employ his delaying tactics in order to stop you from doing good deeds. And finally, if you break free from all those traps and you do the good deed, he still doesn't leave you. He tries to whisper with his evil whisperings in order for us to do the good deed with a bad intention, like showing off. Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala, the Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam, what a great scholar, giant scholar of Islam, mentions that a person who's doing good deeds regularly, but he knows that he's got this riya, ostentation and showing off, and he's weak. So he asks himself, hey, why should I do the good deeds when I'm doing it with the rotten intentions? You know what he advises? He advises, don't stop the good deed, because that's a trick of shaitan as well. It's also a trick of shaitan to get the person to stop doing the good deed. Yes, though it's with the wrong intention, but he advises, continue with the good deeds. And whilst you're continuing doing your good deeds, work on removing the spiritual sickness. Work on it. Eventually, if you do it the right way, you seek sincerely dua and help from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually that sickness of riya, showing off, will get eroded and be removed, but the good deed will remain. Subhanallah. We are also advised to bring sincerity in our deeds. And this is the power of intentions. Before we do anything, make good intentions. Protect your good deeds by making good intentions. Why am I giving this charity? Why am I going to read this qirat? Why am I going to read this naat sharif? This dhikrullah? Why am I going to make this dua or collective dua? Why am I going to recite the salami? Why am I going to do this or that? Any permitted thing or good deed. Make your good intention so your internally is synchronized with the outside. And ulama al-kiram have mentioned it's good to express, to verbalize, to say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am reciting the dhikr to please you, Ya Allah. So that's what must be in your mind, your heart, and what you must say. Don't tell people, that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by protecting your intentions, making good intentions, inshallah ta'ala, you will protect your good deed as well. Because that's your spiritual investment for the grave and the hereafter to benefit you then. Develop your taqwa, your piety, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hide your good deeds. When people do bad, when we do bad, we don't want people to know. We hide it. We must hide our good deeds as well. Yes, we need to work on eliminating whatever bad deeds we have. But the point is, hide your good deeds. Ponder over the warnings against ostentation, against showing off. Allahu Akbar. The greatest and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah, paradise, haram, forbidden for ostentatious people, for those people who show off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that mindset to only do good to please Him, to do good to please the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and accept our ibadah. Make that dua as well every time, every day. Ya Allah, for the sake of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept my ibadat, Ya Allah. Ameen, bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever